We're doing the Netivot Shalom on the month of Elul, and the Netivot Shalom had been discussing the concept that on Rosh Hashanah we have two levels of judgment. We have the more encompassing judgment, and then we have the judgment over the specifics. And just as that is so for the world, so too that is so for the individual. There's the cheshbon, there's an aspect where a person looks at the specifics of his life, and then there's the cheshbon, the accounting that a person does for his life in a more global way. And both things have to be done in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Both come to judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And these days are the days for both the world and the individual's judgment. All of this is through man. Man is referred to in the dream of Jacob as the ladder that is firmly planted in the earth. And the top of the ladder, Yaakov sees in his dream, hits the heavens. That's an allusion to the human being. In the work Torah Avot on that parsha of Vayetze, he asks, "Da'anan kaimelan b'Rosh Hashanah nidon olam." We say that on Rosh Hashanah the world is judged. So the Talmud asks, why do we bother praying the rest of the year? If everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, why do we pray the rest of the year? The Talmud asks this. So the Talmud offers two answers. One answer, really, the human being is judged every day. We go with that opinion. And the other answer that the Talmud gives is that even after they've come to a conclusion on Rosh Hashanah, if you work hard at it, you could change it. It's never over. The judgment is made, but if we change our actions, we still have some potential. We're working against the judgment. We're appealing a judgment. It's much harder, but we could do it. So over there he goes into this concept. But based on what we've been discussing, we could explain what applies to each individual when it comes to the details, each person. There, every day is a new creation, every day is a new beginning, and so every day has its own judgment. And that's what the Talmud says, the human being is judged every day. That's with regard to details. But when it comes to the world at large, the decision, will there be a 9/11? Won't there be a 9/11? What's going to be this year? That's once a year. Once a year there's a global decision as to what's going to happen. Who's going to be up in the tower when it hits? That's an individual decision. That maybe is judged every day. Yeah?
So Hashem won't ever change decrees during the middle of the year? Like if he decides on something, he's not going to just appeal?
We could appeal. We can appeal every day. The last day of the year we also say, Barech Aleinu in the Shmon Eser, we ask Hashem, bless this year, it should be a blessed year. The year's over in a few hours, right? We still, in Mincha, the day before Rosh Hashanah, we ask Hashem, make this year a blessed year. You never know what could happen in 2 minutes, right?
Well, like, if you, like, says, like, all right, there's going to be a nuclear weapon shot at so-and-so, you know, and then, like, he does that at Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or whatever, and then, like, a few months later, like, some Jew or somebody did something so, like, incredibly good, like, he won't change.
We could change it. We could appeal. Everything can be appealed.
It's not written in
the Bible. That's what the sages say in the tractate in the Talmud of Rosh Hashanah. Ha'olam nidon, the world is judged. Ve'hu hen b'mash noga lechlalut ha'olam. And this is where he brings in the Hasidut, the Kabbalistic concept, that olam is a reference to the world at large, and the concept he began with, that there is a miniature world, the human being is also considered a world. And that's what he described, that even when it comes to the individual, there's the judgment of Rosh Hashanah as the olam katan, the world of the individual. What type of world will he have this year? Then there are the specifics. The ha'olemi kol zeh, so what we've come to is shebechol shana yesh itchadshut yechida umyuchedet betoch klalut abriya im yehud chadash. Every year, come Rosh Hashanah, there's a rejuvenation. Now there's a new world starting for this year, and it's a unique year. Every year is its own year, and every year has its own purpose. In a general way, an all-encompassing way, where is the world going to go this year? Where is the individual going to go this year? The major world? The minor world? Every individual is a world, right? Yeah, you guys with me? Vehu al derech de'ita b'kitvei Arizal. This goes along the what Arizal wrote. Shebekol shana v'shana hakol chozer lekadmuto kmo shaya bebriat ha'olam. Im kol inyan ha'durmita v'ansira. Every year, the world goes back to creation, and you guys were discussing this just before. And every year, the world starts fresh with the concept of durmita and nesira. I have no idea what that means. Something that happened in the beginning. Umvuar al pizema shekatav Rambam. It's a Kabbalistic concept. It's Greek to me. It's literally Greek. And according to this, we can understand what the Rambam writes in the laws of tshuva. Keshem sheshuklin avonotav shel adam b'shat mitato. The Rambam writes the following. Just as a person's sins are weighed when he dies, k'mo chen shuklin b'kol shana. So too his sins are weighed every year. At first glance, you have to say, why did the Rambam write the comparison? It would seem superfluous. Keshem sheshuklin b'shat mitato. Why did the Rambam have to say, just like at his death, so too every year? All the Rambam should have written, it would seem, is that every year we're weighed. Why did the Rambam have to say, just like when a person dies, so too every year? But what the Rambam came to teach us is, just like when a person dies, that now his purpose, his function in the world is over. That's what happens when a person dies? Of a similar weight, who bechol shana, is every year. Isn't that fascinating? Every new year, just like when a person dies, he's finished his purpose, so too the year came to a close, next year can have a totally different purpose. Rosh Hashanah, yeah. That's what he's saying. Rosh Hashanah is the time for the din of the world. The world is not only the world at large. Where's the world going to go this year? It's the world of the individual. We have every day our choices about pratim, the details of how what life we're going to lead. But we can also alter the whole course of our history, the whole course of our life. And that's what we're preparing towards. Rosh Hashanah, we want this year to alter the course of my history. Alter the world. Olam gadol, olam katan. The world at large, my world. That's what he's saying, that Rosh Hashanah, when we speak about the deen of the individual, the deen of the world, we have to look at it on two levels. There's the global decisions, there's the individual specific decisions. Global decisions, well, we can define a global path. Global for the world, global for the individual. Clear? Yeah. And that's why the Rambam compares it to the death. Because when a person hits death, he's finished the purpose. He's had his impact in the world. Well, we're hitting Rosh Hashanah. It's not death. It's a new beginning. It's a new life. We're starting again. We can again define our purpose.
Change it, right?
This goes back to what he began with, the concept that there are units in the world. The world isn't just going day after day after day. There are units of time. God looks at each year as its own unit. When we hit Rosh Hashanah, last year's unit is over. And now a new existence is beginning. Im tafkidim chadashim, where we'll each be playing new roles. We could try to repeat what we did last year, or we could work to make it better. But we're defining a role. Rosh Hashanah, we define a role, we define a path.
Like how you spend the actual Rosh Hashanah?
I don't think he means how you spend the actual Rosh Hashanah. I don't think that's what he means. I think he's talking about how we prepare. And I don't think the idea is, well, on Rosh Hashanah, was I focused on my davening or not? I think it goes way deeper beyond that. We think before Rosh Hashanah. You know, a person can be judged in court and he's not even there. A lot of it is the preparation beforehand, and we can alter what we're doing in these 30 days now as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And what we do during those 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is we try to get it to be defined as something positive. a year where Bezat Hashem will be healthy, a year where we'll be able to be productive. We want that to be the global decision. We're not talking about the specifics. Hashem should decide on this month will I get my paycheck. That's not the point. The point is the global year. We're looking at the global unit, the global year for the globe, and the global year for me. What type of year will I have in a global sense? And that, I think, that's decided on Rosh Hashanah. Of course, again, we always have the option to appeal, but it's much harder to appeal. What we want to do is come in well prepared, and that's the preparations now leading up to Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're doing now, and that's what we do during the 10 days, Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. Yeah. But I just want to add one more point.
So don't you like Elul has more of a factor in deciding how the next year is going
to turn out? That's what he began with, Vazman Grama. That was the concept that he said. And I want to add another point. I think the point of this is encouragement, not discouragement. The idea is that I have the potential now to sign in to the Tzaddikim Club. You know, I told you guys the story when we got engaged and we went to Rav Avraham Shapiro to officiate our wedding. So he looks at my wife and my Kala then, and he asks her, "Is he a tzaddik?" What's she supposed to say? So he was a funny man. I mean, he had a great sense of humor, big Talmud Chacham, but he also he'd joke around all the time. So he looks at her and he says, "Is he a tzaddik?" So she's like, "Well, yeah, of course, right? What's she gonna say?" Then he turns to me and he says, "Is she tzaddikit?" I said, "Sure." You know, I was ready for the question. He asked her first. So he said, "I have to tell you two, I envy you. You're both tzaddikim. What do I mean? You're going to walk under that chuppah and all your sins are forgiven. You have a Yom Kippur once in a lifetime. You're complete tzaddikim. Your slate's wiped clean the day you get married. You're starting a new life tzaddikim. Now all you have to do is keep it up." That's what he does. He said, "Me, you know, I don't have that now. I don't have that that capacity to just have a clean slate." What? As I'll say, it's like a miniature Yom Kippur. It's like Yom Kippur. That's why Hassan fasts. It's one of the reasons why he fasts by the day of his wedding.
Have you including where you get cut off? I mean, like if you
I don't know. I don't know how that goes, but I'm just. I think obviously, like everything, we have to know.
Maybe something that if you ever have time to dedicate time to what I think a lot of people, you know, wonder about, you know, read things about, you know, that if you do this and do that, you're still this cuddle up, you know, and somebody who just hears that from certain people, sometimes that can be like, yeah, and cast sort of power over your life. You're like, wow, I did this.
I wrote.
Things I hear people say that sometimes in Shirin, I think it, you know, has perhaps a little, what do I say, it's
discouragement.
It could.
I have to find it. There was a forum online where someone asked the question, and I wrote a long answer. You could see with the sources on yeshiva.org, on Beitel's website. Beitel's website, yeshiva.org.il. I, for some reason, I have in mind that the answer got lost somewhere. I emailed it to them, and I'm not sure if it was ever posted. Or it was posted without the sources. I have to see if I can find it. But I just think we have to recognize that this is a source of light. This is we stop and think, hey, I have another 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks and 2 days. I have the potential to alter in a global way the next year. It's a source of light. It's a springboard now. So where will I be next year? What do I want next year? Being how am I going to get there? Yeah.
I heard once that circumcision, like also your slate is wiping if you like you're there attending it. I don't know if that's true. Someone was telling me that like some sort of like angel, somebody comes to the circumcision, or the Yahoo maybe.
I
heard that it fixes a lot of the dream problems if you look at the circumcision.
I don't know. Like somebody told me that basically like whoever comes to the circumcision, some like holy like either an angel or somebody or like.
I don't remember a medrash that says that, but that doesn't mean anything. Could be I never learned a medrash and it says it. I haven't learned all medrash.
Like, or whatever, I don't know. I never read it.
I don't know. Sorry, I don't know.
I heard the
okay. Eliyahu comes to the bris, that it says, but that everyone's sins are forgiven, I don't know. Okay.
It might be just for the duration of the bris.